And the marriage was fixed. She is a princess. A huge wedding was set up. Everybody in that region, whoever is who and who is who of the region, everybody assembled. In India, this is a tradition, the bridegroom will come with his party. Usually you will see today he will come riding a horse and you know, big, they will show off their wealth and their… The bridegroom's people will come in full attire showing off how they're better than the bride's people. But here, Shiva came, dreadlocked, matted hair, smeared from head to toe in ash, wearing the skin of an elephant which has just been slain, fresh skin, bleeding, you know, dripping blood. And he came fully inebriated, completely stoned out, like that. And all his people, they're all demented and distorted beings. They're not in human form and they're making some nobody can understand kind of noises among themselves, a language that nobody can understand. And Meera, Parvati's mother, looked at this groom and she again Umar. Oh no! And she fainted. Then Parvati went and begged Shiva, "For my mother's sake, put on a little better. I don't mind the way you are. I just don't mind how you are. All you want, all I want is you, the way you are. But for my mother's sake, just show a little more pleasant self." He said, "Okay." And he put on a very beautiful form, attired himself well, and then he came. And then the people said, "He's a Sundarmurti," that means he's the most beautiful human being they'd ever seen. He was 9 feet tall. They say when he stood, he was level with the horse's head. This description is there in many scriptures. When he came down south, they said he was twice the height of an average woman. Generally in South India, now it's all mixed up. Otherwise, southern Indian people, women were generally 4.5 to 5 feet, less than 5 feet. So they said he is twice that of an average woman, that's how they described here. There they said he was level with a horse's head. So approximately 9 feet tall man, the most beautiful man, and everybody was awestruck by his presence. Then he came and sat down. Marriage is to happen. When marriage is to happen in India, especially in these kind of weddings, the antecedents of the bride and the groom are spoken with great pride. You know, the ancestry, where they come from, how pure their blood is and all that stuff. So for the bride, glorious things were said. Her father is the mountain king and many things were said about her. Now they asked, "What about the groom?" He simply sat quietly. He said nothing. And there were none of his relatives who could speak any language. All these other creatures who were with him, they made cacophonic noises. Then the groom, the bride's father, was disgraced by this, a man without antecedents. "How will he marry my daughter? Nobody knows where he comes from, who his parents are, what is his lineage. How can I give my daughter to this man?" He rose up in anger. Then there was a sage, Narada, who had a single-stringed instrument called ektara. He just in tang, tang, tang. The king got even more angry. "What are you doing ektara for?" Narada said, "This is his antecedents. He has no father, he has no mother. Then what's his basis?" Tang. "His basis is sound, reverberation. He's just born out of a reverberation. He has no parentage, no antecedents, no lineage." Then the king was freaking, but the wedding happened.
Mahashivaratri is one of the biggest night outs on the planet, with over 70 million people immersing themselves in music, dance and powerful guided meditations. Celebrate with Sadhguru from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. on 11th March 2021, live on Sadhguru YouTube, Facebook and Instagram.